I've talked to George Ball, and it's my suggestion now that you and I just planned that I would leave next Saturday, but not before then, getting there in time for the NATO meeting. Then I would be away at a maximum of a week. And the rest of this week, then we can try to pin this Dominican Republic down. That would mean canceling trips to Norway and Finland, one-day visits to each of those places. The foreign minister of Norway has, on his own initiative, sent me a message saying that he would understand if the Dominican problem required me to stay here. But unless you have a different view, I would plan to set it up on that basis.
Well, I'd just scared to death you'd be out of this town when we got these troubles.
Right.
I just really am, but I don't know what you're going to do. It's more important, but if you think you ought to, I don't want to be arbitrary, but I just sure as hell hate to see you leave anything.
I've talked to George about the CETO meeting, and he does not think that it is all that important for me to be there for the third day.
No.
And these other two visits, I'm afraid, would look like rather social visits in the middle of this kind of a situation. So I think it's better to postpone those and then plan to go for the NATO meeting, leaving here on Saturday.
But you'll be gone a week Saturday.
I'll be gone. That includes NATO and the Runnymede business and the four foreign ministers, including Gromyko, that are meeting in Vienna on the 15th for one day. And I think that combination is fairly important all the way around. But George will have been back by for 2 or 3 days before I leave, and so he can carry on unless there's a major emergency, which would be obvious to everyone that would require me to stay here.
Well, let's watch it and see what happens.
All right, fine.
Okay.
All right. Waiting.